You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Someone's calling you again.
And on the phone we have Meredith Tolliday from the Benalla... Oh my goodness, I've forgotten it. The Benalla Heritage Festival. Hello, are you there, Meredith?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Sean.
How are you going today?
I'm very well, thanks.
What's the temperature like over there?
I haven't been outside yet, but it's sunny, so I'm hoping it's going to be a nice day.
Well, I won't tell you that it was down to 0.6 of a degree a little bit earlier on. Now, the Benalla Heritage Festival, it started yesterday.
Yes, that's right. We had a launch yesterday. We had a guest speaker, which was our Benalla Citizen of the Year, Jenny Wapling, and she was really good and she spoke very well about connections, and that's the theme of this year's festival for the whole of the state.
Yeah, now this is the fourth time that it's taken place?
Yes, we're very pleased to be able to have our festival every year, and our fourth year we're getting bigger and better every year.
All right, so we've missed the Wednesday stuff, but turning on the genes, DNA, what's that about?
Well, we have a we've got a very good speaker with Dr. Jim Bunnell. He's a professor and he's obviously done lots of research over the years, and that's his field. And turning on the genes, it would be a very interesting talk, and he's on twice. So if you missed him one day, you'll be able to see him on the Saturday.
Now, you also have talks on Can We Save the Signal Box and 1838, A Benalla Secret. What's
the
secret?
Well, the Signal Box is a lovely old building sitting on the corner of Nunn Street and the railway line there. And it's due for demolition, obviously, and the community doesn't want to lose it. So they're going to have a talk at the Farmers Arms Hotel, and they're looking forward to having lots of the community there to see what they can do about saving it from being pulled down.
How old is it? Do you know, roughly?
Oh, look, I'm not sure, but it's been around a long time.
Yep. And 1838, A Benalla Secret?
Yes, well, that's about the resistance for the Aboriginal community that, you know, when the colonisation came through back in those early 1800s. So that's going to be another talk by two, obviously, learned people. So that'll be a very interesting talk.
Yep, and now you're having a guided walk around Nunn Street.
Yeah, there's two talks, two walk and talks for that, which is great. So people have got the opportunity of going either of those days.
And you're going to some cemeteries as well?
Yes, well, we're very lucky that we've got learned people that are happy to walk around the cemetery and give their information to the public. We've got two dates for the Benalla Cemetery, Friday and Saturday, and Mourngag's out the road a bit, and it's on today, and Winton's on Saturday.
Now, what's the Family Tree Maker workshop about?
Okay, so that was held yesterday, and that was really, really interesting because we've got a good researcher at our own rooms who is very experienced in helping people find their family history. And Kay put together a wonderful PowerPoint presentation.
PowerPoint presentation?
And she had a handout as well, and she went through all the screens to tell us how we could access the more up-to-date Family Tree Maker. I've got an old version, and this new version is so much better. So for people who would like to do their own data entry into these family tree programs, you have to learn from somebody. So Kay was terrific yesterday.
Yeah, family trees are one of those things you don't really care about it when you're a kid, but as you get older, you start thinking, where did I come from?
Yeah, it's really interesting. My mum had a heap of stuff and I haven't got it anymore because back in those days I wasn't interested and now I am. So it's always the way.
Now, the tour of the FCJ College.
Yes, that's an interesting thing. The FCJ College is a beautiful old building in Arundel Street, and they've got archives there, and the archives are going to be open for people to come in and look at the information that, you know, may be relevant to their families. Because Benalla had a migrant centre back early on, and a lot of those children attended that FCJ College. And the nuns were the teachers back in the day, and they lived in. So we have the opportunity of touring the FCJ College surrounding building there. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a very worthwhile thing. So it's on today from 10 till 12 and again on Saturday from 1 till 4.
Now, I'm going to show how little I know about Benalla here. FCJ, what does that stand for? You don't know either.
Look, I'm really sorry. I used to know.
Is it a school?
I can't tell you.
is it like a school?
It is a school, yes. It's a Catholic college.
Oh, so it's still going?
So you've got St. Joseph's Primary School, and then you've got the college as the senior school.
Okay, we don't know what F is, we don't know what J is, but we'll put C down as Catholic.
Faithful Companions of Jesus, I think that might be what it is.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's an interesting name for a college. Now, you've got open houses going on.
Yes, that's really interesting too. Like the Moira House used to be called the old, you know, a men's club, and now it's a lovely club for anyone who wants to join, and there's a bowling club at the back. So the old building would be really worthwhile seeing, the Moira House, and it's in Benalla Street. And the Morangan Lodge is the Freemasons building, and it's also in Benalla Street, just up the road from the other one. And to have the opportunity of actually viewing a Freemasons building is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing, because it's just full of history and ceremony. You know, they've got all sorts of different ways of having their meetings, and they're a lot more available and accessible to the public now. It's not like a closed shop like it used to be. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for people to view that building as well.
That's really nice of them to throw the doors open.
It is, yes.
The Moira Benalla Club, what's that?
Well, like I said, it's a lovely old building, a big double-storey building, and out the back is the bowling club, and people play bowls there and inter-club bowling. I haven't been in it myself, so I should take advantage of that as well. And it's a beautiful building. It'd be lovely for photos, for weddings and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, they have the odd time where you have meal in there with, you know, light refreshments and things like that. So, you know, the opportunity of viewing that old building is a great chance too.
Now, the RSL Museum, what's in there?
Well, the RSL, lovely gentleman who will be able to show us the fantastic displays there, and talk to the people about, you know, the war days and things like that. I'm sure that they'd love to have people there to show their lovely museum. It's open from 10 till 3 on Saturday, and I think that would be very worthwhile.
And we've got the airfield as well out there.
Especially after just having Anzac Day as well.
Yeah. And the Benalla Airfield, there's tours of that?
Yeah, there is. The first thing I'd like to bring to your attention is today there's actually a talk with Andrew McFarlane in at our Benalla Family Research Group rooms, which is part of the complex at the Presbyterian Church, you know, in Church Street. Andrew is an aviator in his day, and he's going to talk at 10:30 till 12 today at our rooms, and it's about the airport right under our noses, because a lot of people don't even know we have an airport at Benalla. And then on Saturday, the actual airfield will be open, you know, the actual airport will be open for us to go and have a look at the museum out there. There's some old planes out there and things like that. So they're going to be open from 10 till 3 on the Saturday, and the talk is on from 10 till 11. So, you know, two good things on for about the airfield. And,
yeah,
you know, it's important for us to know. We hear helicopters come over and planes come over. I mean, if there's accidents around here, Benalla is able to be a landing place for the Hume Highway or Freeway. Mm. And we also have, you know, the firefighting helicopter there ready to go. So we're very lucky that we've still got an airport. And, of course, we had the glider championships there in the past as well.
Now, let's talk about something tasty. The CWA will be open for scones, crafts and stories.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I think I should go to that too.
I love a scone.
So the ladies at the CWA, and there's a lot of younger women getting into CWA now, it's wanting us to go and partake of scones, crafts and stories. So from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock on Saturday, it'll be a lovely time to pop in and say hello to the ladies, because they're not just there to do menial things. They're also there when we need them to support us when we have fires and, you know, feeding our men when they're out fighting our fires and all sorts of things. So CWA is a very worthwhile group to be involved in, and certainly good for women to be active in the community. So, yeah, scones, crafts and stories sounds good to me.
Mm. Now, have you got a Swanpool Cinema, a 1920s movie? What's that about?
Well, I don't know what the movie is, but it's certainly obviously a movie to be of the time for this historic type
Yep.
So they're going to have, you know, a cup of tea and bickies afterwards. So it should be a nice outing to go out to Swampool as well. The Swampool Cinema, you know, runs theatre quite regularly, so they have a program out. So it certainly would be a nice opportunity to go for a drive. And there's some paintings on some walls out there, and there's, you know, there's a bit out at Swampool, actually. People need to go and have a look out there.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a cinema.
Yeah, well, it's in the hall, but it's always been a cinema because you can see, you know, the windows at the top. And they've always had those lovely old velveteen flop-down seats, and it's got a big stage. I used to do dancing out there, so it's a lovely hall.
Oh, did you? Are you a dancer?
I was in my day, yes.
What kind of dancing?
Well, it was the old-time dancing. The gentlemen that used to, you know, go out there with their wives used to teach us younger people how to dance, and there would be the progressive barn dancers, and you'd go from partner to partner, and you'd learn how to dance with their older gents. It was lovely.
That's still going on today. We actually have communities.
Well, not as much as it was when I was a young girl, but certainly you get the old-time balls occasionally around all these community halls.
Yeah.
It just depends, you know, you've got to sort of know when they're all on to go and enjoy them.
Well, you listen to 1FM because we broadcast it all the time with community service announcements. There's bush dances and all that going on all the time. Now, before I let you go, Meredith, if people want to find out more, where can they go to find out more?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. If people are on Facebook, they're more than welcome to come and look at the Facebook page I set up. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Australian Heritage Festival in Benalla.
Mm. That sounds pretty good.
Just having Benalla Heritage Festival, we wanted to make sure that people realised it was an Australian festival, but we're running our own, and I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of towns around in Victoria that are running their own festivals as well. But there's also a website for people to look up our particular one or put in any other town that might take their interest. So I've got the web page here for you. It's fairly simple. You just go onto the... Now, I just have to pull it up just a sec. I wrote it down a couple of times.
I do that all the time. I've got this great information. Just hold on, folks, while I look for it.
So when you go onto the... Oh, golly, where have I put it? Anyway, it's www.nationaltrust.
Yep.
And then there's a / Oh, here we go. nationaltrust.org.au/AHF, because the AHF is Australian Heritage Festival.
Yep.
/Vic. And then when that page opens up, you can just put in the keyword area Benalla.
Yep.
And then all the events for Benalla will pop up, apart from the Winton Wetlands ones. Now, we didn't touch base on Winton Wetlands, but there's a couple of good events out there as well.
And what are they?
So out at Winton Wetlands, there's a cafe, a hub, so they can have meetings and things out there as well. But there's lots of art, Aboriginal art and sculptures out there. So there's going to be a couple of guided walks and talks out there as well. So the dates out there are for the people to look up as well. So a lot of these need a booking because they're just not sure how many people would turn up.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if they found that they couldn't book online, that means that it's already full. But certainly with the couple of events coming twice, you've got the opportunity of viewing or taking part in them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for taking some time out this morning to speak to us.
Thank you very much for allowing me some time. I hope I didn't overdo it.
No, not at all. And when you go out the front door, wear some gloves because it's cold over there.
Very good. Maybe I'll stay inside. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Meredith.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Meredith Tolliday, the Benalla Heritage Festival, going on for the next few days. Lots of fantastic things to do. Get your family out there over the weekend and have some fun.
We love our sponsors, especially this one.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299-413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Are you sick of getting stung? Have the wasps, ants, or crickets invaded your house?
Jason's Pest Control can visit your home to perform a professional insect treatment that will kill wasps, ants, crickets, and even spiders. It will leave an invisible coating that will kill new wasps that try and build a nest on your walls and keep killing ants, crickets, and spiders on the ground. So for fast and friendly service, call Jason's Pest Control and get rid of pests now. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor. AFL Masters is football that focuses on allowing mature players the opportunity to participate in our great game of Australian rules. You'll compete with similar aged players with the focus being on footy for fun and enjoying the spirit of Masters football in a family-friendly environment. So if you still have the passion to play football and you want to be part of a club who supports men from a diverse range of backgrounds with a strong emphasis in supporting men's mental health, then this is the club for you. Whether you've played 300 games or if you've never played before, then it's time to get off the couch. GV Giants welcomes all players no matter what level of football experience you have. Find us on Facebook or call Goulburn Valley Giants coach Stephen Tate on 0434 582 959. That's 0434 582 959.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.